This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Denver police sergeant injured during yesterday's Nuggets parade may lose his leg. Police say Justin Dodge was sucked under a fire truck's wheels while trying to hold back fans who crossed crowd barriers. Dodge suffered severe injuries and is in surgery today as doctors try to save his leg. The truck he was assigned to had Nuggets stars Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray on board when the crash happened. Dodge is a decorated veteran of the department who works as a SWAT officer. Pueblo's city council shot down a new attempt to change the city's form of government. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says members defeated the latest attempt to put the question to voters.
The ballot measure would have asked voters if they wanted to switch from the city's current strong mayor form of government back to one run by the city manager, used prior to 2019. A failed petition effort earlier this year led to allegations that the administration of current mayor Nick Gratisar tampered with the process to stop the question from reaching voters. The mayor denies those claims. Pueblo will elect its next strong mayor this fall. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado will not introduce an additional type of sports betting anytime soon. The Denver Post reports the state's gaming commission voted to take no action on a type of online betting that is similar to a stock exchange for gamblers. This kind of betting would let gamblers bypass betting odds at traditional sports books and place bets against each other instead. But commissioners worry the new rules would create a tax loophole. A flood watch continues for the Front Range until 10 p.m. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.